So, first of all, what's your name?
Madison Leah.
Madison?
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm from Calgary, but I studied McGill.
Okay, great. And can you tell me, give me some thoughts on what you have seen so far this afternoon?
Well, my friend and I were just discussing how respectful the parlance between former Secretary of State Jim Baker and former Prime Minister Mulroney was, and how obviously they're such close friends, and I really think that he made a very good point about the closer of the relationship, you know, you have a seat at that table, you actually get Canada's interests taken care of, you know, like, if you don't have that close partnership, then you can't accomplish anything. I think his track record in office really proves that, so.
So one of the lessons, I guess you would say, that you learned is that international relations, or a big part of international relations, is the interpersonal relationship between the leaders.
Absolutely. I mean, I've done a bit of foreign policy analysis, and it focuses on, you know, the personalities and the quirks of, you know, leaders. But I think what's neglected is, yeah, the personal relationships that are between the leaders themselves. I mean, we talked a lot about President Reagan, and I think everyone remembers the Shamrock Summit when, you know, they started singing "These Irish Eyes," and, you know, the proof that in the pudding that came out was the free trade agreement. So we've seen how important that is.
And did what you saw this afternoon change your opinion at all of any of the people that you saw? So did you have a different view of any of these folks before than you have now?
I didn't really have much of an opinion of Brian Mulroney, but he's like a very intelligent and smart man, and I'm actually hoping I can get a photo with him later.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go and try to get one. Thank you very much. So, can you tell us about what you saw and what you liked and what you disliked this afternoon?
Well, especially, I saw the performance of the former prime minister. I think the free trade agreement was excellent. And I didn't have a chance to ask him, but I would ask him what he think of, like, as the money is at part with the United States, would it be better if it would be a bit less, our money would work less for the exchange, and maybe would be better for us, because he emphasized that it was since he began that free trade agreement. At the time, the money was 90 cents, and now we're over or at par, and so he seems to be, I know it's great, but would be better if it were a jet line.
And as you saw these former leaders speak to the conference, these were the big political leaders of the 1980s. How do you think they reflect as compared to the political leaders of today?
Well, I mean, it's a completely change of ideas. And like one of the students asked, like for the university, is the money important, first importance, you know? When we see it today, we would think, yes, but that's not what he said. Like Mr. Johnson especially, and he said it's not that important. It's important, but I mean, for him, it's not the first thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are you looking forward to for tomorrow?
Well, for tomorrow, I hope it will be as interesting as it is today. Today, I think it was great.
Okay, super. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
We have Principal Heather Monroe Bloom with us now. Principal, what did you think of the opening of the conference and today's speakers?
Well, I think it's remarkable that we're having a conference on Canada-U.S. relations at this particular moment, and what a brilliant start to the conference to have the speakers that we did. Of course, that former Prime Minister, former President of the United States, James Baker as well, and to have us taken back in history to important moments in the modern history of our two countries when leadership had to prevail to create opportunities for us to work together. And I really look forward to the day ahead of the conference where we'll not only take stock of what's happened in our recent history, but also look at how we set the stage for the future. And I'm very proud that McGill is part of this, and that McGill Institute for Study of Canada is the host.
And what was it like for you to see the Governor General today, His Excellency Mr. Johnson, as a former principal?
What a moment.
coming back to Montreal for the first time. How did that make you feel, and what was that like?
Enormously warming to have our former principal here to welcome him as Governor General. And you may or may not know, but the Governor General has a special relationship to McGill University in our own constitution, going back to our founding. The Governor General is a formal visitor at McGill, and so having a former principal, now Governor General, come back was, you know, beyond words. A joyful occasion, and to see him in such spectacular form, and to know that he's representing the head of state at the level that he is, it's fantastic. Great. This is truly making history, and how great to be part of it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.